So then the dean of Lisa Boma Weber does it apply. So we may write, Ligabi Kol, if we say you should is correct, so if Shimon got up in the Hebe from Guving Sunday morning, and then Sunday afternoon, Shimon, Aguve, was Messiah from the Behemet, and then Shimon, Monday morning, was Madrishet, the Behemet, so the Meila, and that means, if we say Yushidi is gay, so that means that at the time when he started to be Madrish, the Behemet, the Hegdesh, the Shem Levi of Avera was already Poka. It wasn't the Behemet Akzuo, it was his Behemet. It originated in Avera. But the behavior itself did not have any stigma attached to it. He didn't have a Shem Gozo. Monday morning, when Shimon was Magdish. So then we cannot apply the psul of Mitzah or Magdish. But if we say Yushki is Loikon, so that means on Sunday afternoon when a woman was Messiah, it still had the Shem Levi of Avera. And Monday morning, when he begins to say, Yehizeh, Yehia Behemozu, Elon, or Shlomi. So at that moment, it still had the Shem Levi of Avera. And when did the Behemoth become the Hefetz of Mitzvah? With the Hefetz. When he began to be Magdish the Behemoth, that's the time when it became the Hefetz of Mitzvah. When the Behemoth became the Hefetz of Mitzvah. And that's the moment when he began, when the Gazlan began to be Mikhaim, the Mitzvah of Akkovus Kol. The Mitzvah of Akkovus Kol begins with the Hefetz, not with the Akkovus. It begins with the Hefetz. So it becomes a Hefetz of Mitzvah at the time of the Hefetz. At the time of the Hefetz, it still had the Shem Levi of Avera attached to it. So maybe we apply the Aloche of Mitzvah of Avera. Now, the Gemara is asking the Kasha. The Gemara assumed, the Makshin assumed, that the Lulev is Sorechagit. The Lulev is Sorechagit. And that Shina Achidu Priyuse is Shmeishin. So then, if Lulev is Sorechagit, and Shina Achidu Priyuse is Shmeishin, so then it means that when did the Ishaimus become Hefetz of Mitzvah? When he plugged the Ishaimus? He didn't become a Hefetz Mitzvah, even if he unplugged the Ishaimus Hayomitzvah, which is the Nisah. So it was still the Ishaimus did not become a Hefetz Mitzvah, according to Mandoma, the Lulev Tzorchaget, until the Ishaimus are muted together with the Lulev and Adas. So if he plucked the Ishaimus before Yom Teh, and then he was miyaged the Ishaimus before Yom Teh, so then it's not a Hefetz of Mitzvah. It's not a Hefetz of Mitzvah until the Yom Teh comes. So then all the three meaning are miyuged together. So mimele, the kasha of the Gemara is Ishinu and Latin became it. So the Gemara says, Shino Achid was Liu. The Gemara says, Lulevain Tzorchag. For some of them, Vintin Tzorima, Lulev Tzorchag, Shino Achid was Liu, saying, Shino Achid was Liu, saying, Lulev Shino. So here, Tezay is saying, Uvechule Shmai, Kino Choshen, Bitsa, Abba, Avere, Lecha, Nikon, Alei, Motzimu, Mema, Nikon, and Kedem, Bagubi. Afilu, Iman, Lulev, Boyag, Ho, Kon, Alei, Kedem, Yonte. So in other words, so even, then the Gemara has the Kasha. Vilikninu, Bishino, Hashem, Dimikora, Havo, Yosef, Vahashli, Ishai. So in Moin Neteres, we call it Amel Yosei Ishai Nikolai. But even the fact had been that Osei is not called Ishai, so then he would become a Mishin Hashem. So in other words, so when he plucks the Ishaimus, so then he's Kenet, before the Yit. So at that time, it's not to have so Mitzvah yet. And the moment he's Kenet, Mishin Hashem, so the Shem Levi of Avera is spoken. Then when he's Miyagdeh, so his miyagin becomes a Hefetz of Mitzvah, according to Mandoma, the Lulev Tzorchaget. But by that time, when he's miyagin it, he was already Kenet before the Yid, because Mikorel Korelei, Ose, Vehashti Yishai Mikorel, Vehashti Yishai Mikorel. So Mimele, so it means that the Shem Levi of Avera is Poka before he became a Hefetz of Mitzvah. Because if we say Lulev Tzorchaget, he becomes a Hefetz of Mitzvah only after the Yid. And the Shino Hashem with which he was skated in Shanghai. So that took place before he became a Chafetz of Mitzvah, before the Yishayeh became a Chafetz of Mitzvah. So the Mele, at the time when he becomes a Chafetz of Mitzvah, he does not, the Shemivai Rabbeinu had been poker for some time already. So the Mele, we couldn't apply the law of Mitzvah of Rabbeinu. And even if we say, so he says, Motzino Mele Kone Kene Bagule, Afilu, and Afilu Memandu Boyaget, but how about the Mandoma? We passed like Rabbonon, they do a Beitzor Haget. So, Hokonelei Kinem Yontel, the Akatoli Cholchi of Mitzvah. So, even we flew a Beitzor Haget. So, that means that the moment you plug the Ishaine, so the Ishaine by itself is a Chafetz of Mitzvah. Even without it. Because the Yibut is not even necessary. But, in all probability, he plugged the Ishaines, Erev Yontef, not Erev Yontef, Yontef it's also, it's a Meloch. So, Erev Yontef, even if we're a Veitzor Chaget, so Yishayne is not different than a flower, than any other plant. It could not be used for a mitzvah. Only on Yontef it has a Shem Chetz of mitzvah. But Erev Yontef, it's not a Chetz of mitzvah. And Eve, he plucked it, the Erev Yontev, so then he called Korah Yosef, Ashti Korah Yishayne, so he was Kenet, Fushin Hashem, he's Kenet, so the Shem Levi, if it became his, the Avankeres, so the Shem Levi of Avera was Poka Erev Yontev, when does it become a Heftzah of Mitzvah on Yontev? So, there is no Shem Levi of Avera when it becomes a Heftzah of Mitzvah. Then he says, Da Kato Lechokhi of Mitzvah, Vin Hame Afilu Biyontev, then it's another washing. So the two washing is, I mentioned last year, the two washing is in Tisvis. One washing in Tisvis is the Tenochanami. When does the Gemara say that if he is Kenet, Fushin Hashem, so then the Psul of Mitzabon Avera wouldn't apply only if he would be Kenet Erevim. But if he would be Kenet, Amyontef itself, so then the Psul of Mitzabon Avera would apply. Then the second washing says, I'm a full Yontef, even if he'll block the Ose, he'll block the Ishaine, and Yontef itself. So, if it had been a real Shin Hashem, he would be Kenet, but let's say, he would block the Ishaine and Yontef at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then he would take it at 10 o'clock, he would be kind of Mitzvah, so the Psul of Mitzvah Avera would apply. That means that two Ishaines in Tesvah, if somebody would make Ishaine, at 9 o'clock in the morning on Yom Tov Sukkis, in the Ishanas, a Ishinu, something that is Ishinu. And he would be Mikayim the Mitzvah, he would take it for the Kima Mitzvah at 10 o'clock. So according to the first question in Tesis, it would involve the Psul of Mitzvah Bon Abere. Because if he plucked it, if we say Mulev Mitzor Chaget, and he plucked it and the Ishinu took place at 9 o'clock in the morning, so at that time, it already was a Heftz of Mitzvah. And he tells Shem Levi Ravere, so you cannot be eating the mitzvah with it anymore. Even though you take it an hour later. And according to the second motion, not. Why? Because the first motion holds that even though he decides to take the mulev, all the four meaning, at 10 o'clock, at 11 o'clock, but since it was whole in the morning to be taken for the mitzvah, the meaning, to be Mikayim, so it had a Shem Heftz of Mitzvah in the morning, even though he did not intend to take it at that time. The second question holds, true indeed, he could have been Mikayim the Mitzvah early in the morning, right without the Shachar, but he decided to be Mikayim the Mitzvah at 11 o'clock, at 12 o'clock, at 1 o'clock. So Mimele, when did it become a Heftz of Mitzvah? Only when he took it for the purpose of being Kayim Mitzvah. But until he decided to be Kayim Mitzvah, it was not even a Heftz of Mitzvah. These are the two shades. We don't remind the whole king of the Yachad. God is Shamino Lei Leil, the Ulev, Abid Obasre, Kabituk, Rashi, Bishol Kana, Bishol Gazlem, Yistam Lei, Yush Bailem, Yistam Zeile, Uistam Zeile Koma, Bikoma Ulev, Achlekes, Bistam, Abud Yudu Adim Hakel Kone, because the halacha is that the machshove of the balabai is ineffective. The machshove of the abdom is not effective. In other words, certain things to be mikavutume. Let's say, in order to be mikavutume, so there has to be gmar malach. It has to be completely processed. Now, suppose you have a height, So you can process it into various things. You can process it into a mat or into a table, and you can process it into shoes. Now, so if you intend to convert the hide into shoes, so then it requires certain things, certain trimmings, and without the trimmings, it couldn't be processed into a shoe. So melee, until all these trimmings take place, so it couldn't be become a tume, because it's not in the melachte. But suppose the balabais decides he will not use this height for shoes, which will require many acts yet, many processings, but he'll use it as a mat, as a table. So that doesn't require any further processing, so then it is subject to Kabbalah's Torah. So that's all right if that machshaveh was made by Malabais. But if the Abdon had the machshaveh, the worker had the machshaveh to convert it into a mat, and even though it was already adapted for a mat, for a table, but since it's an Abdon, it will be sold, so the customer might decide to use it. As far as shoes are concerned, it's not as yet adapted for a shoe. So machshove shelo habayis, so is merido nisir tumah. Machshove of the abdom is not merido nisir tumah. The question is, suppose Shimon gazel hayit from Lubin, and then he had a machshove to convert them into mats, into a table, and that wouldn't require any further processing. So is it mikalut tumah or it's not mikalut tumah? So, one time it says, it all depends whether it's a gamut or it's a gazel. In other words, because whose machshavah is effective? The bayim's machshavah is effective. If we say, so machlekes anoyim is whether stam levi is yesh bayim or stam zevi is yesh bayim. But, so, from that gemara it appears that if there is yush, if the nitzel was misyayish, and of the height that is in the possession of the gazlan or the gamut, And then the gamut for the gazlan had the machshoveh to convert them into mats. So melee, it's already adapted for a mat, for a shulchan, but it's not adapted for shoes. So if we say that stam levi is yush bayim, there is yush, so then his machshoveh is effective to be melee that libei terastum. So when is a case where the machshavah of the gamut is effective or not? So the question is, was the bayim misyayish or not? But if we know that the bayim was misyayish, then the machshavah of the gamut or of the gazlan is effective. Why? So that's mashma that yush is gain. That yush is gain. I will do that. Also, God is saying that Yush is not Kene. Yush is not Kene. So Jesus says, there we also have Yush and Shina Hashem. Also, we can Yush and Shina Hashem. Ganu the Shmaitz and Ube. The Mikore called Mishre. Vashi called the Abalze. Before it was called Hai. Now it's called the Net, the table. I mean, it's something else. So there is Yush and Shino and Shina Hashem. So that's why it's Kene. So the Mele becomes a Bayim. The machshava of the Bible, so is effective to be married that we take teres kavos kum to go the machshava which I mean come by him was so the after that bishin keine choshev isabo bavele after bishin koni bishin umaise kin shebo the chufchale then the more says that the ayinot of tanoim shama yerdes of Yaakov the more says all agree that shin umaise is not king. So shin umaise is not king. How do we know that the Bishamai say that Shinumais is not Kene? Because if the Baal gave the Zeyne, he gave Chitim, Besnano, and then the Zeyne converted it into flour, so there was a Shinumais, so it's still possible in Baal. That's flour. So it's a Raye, that Shinu, that Bishamai holds Shinumais is not Kene. And Rabbi Zabi Yaakov also holds that Shinumais is not Kene. Why? What does Rabbi Zabi Yaakov say? Because Yaakov said, Harei Shigozul Sor Shalchiti, Tochno, Viofo, ויפרי שחלה, ואין זה מברוך, אני מברוך, אין זה מברוך, אני לא יודע. So מברוך, אין זה מברוך, ומתומה, אין זה מנוע, אין זה מציע בירך ניצה נשאר. Why? Because it's mitzvah bo mavir. Because he was mekayem mitzvah. He thought he was mekayem mitzvah. He was machpis chale. He was machpis chale from what kind of an Esau? An Esau that originally was gozel. He gozled chitin, then he ground it, he milled it, he turned it into flour, he processed it, and he baked it, and then he was machpis chale and he made a broche. But he was not mekayem mitzvah of a precious chale because it's mitzvah bo mavir. It's mitzvah bo mavir. So really, the broch is a broch of atom. Because it's mitzvah bo mavir. So then the Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Zevi Yaakov agrees with the mandoma that she is gay. Now, but you ask, if she is gay, why should it be mitzvah bo mavir? So then, at the time, when the person was matzis chale, it was his dog. It was his pass. He didn't have shem levay lavir. So maybe because there is an extra posse of Bitzei Abirach Nizanshem. So in other words, so the Havamin of Gemore was, that the Rebbez of Yaakov must necessarily hold that Yush is not gay. Because if Yush became a, it wouldn't involve the psul of Mitzavot Aveh. So that is the cause with tasteless longness. That when we say Mitzavot Aveh, only when the heft of the Mitzvah has a Shemibai of Aveh, has a stigma attached to it. When does the heft of the mitzvah, what is the heft of the mitzvah? The chale, the piece of dough that it takes off as chale. That's the heft of the mitzvah. But if we say shino is kene, he doesn't fit him. Now it's dough. Then he turned into flour and into a dough or into a pass. So there is certainly shino mindset, so many processings went through already in that fitting. In that treaty. So the Mele, he was Kene, it's his dough. He doesn't tell Hashem to buy Ravere. So why should it be Mitzavon Ravere? Why should it be Brochel Akole? So the Rai is, that the Rezim Yaakov holds like Mishamai, that the Chino is not Kene, so maybe it's not his, it's the Mitzvos. So it has a stigma attached to it. The dough has a stigma attached to it. It has Hashem to buy Ravere. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the Rezim Yaakov holds that Chino is Kene. But then you ask, so why is it minoids? Because there is a special Zerazakosu of Bitzei Abirach Nizashem. Now, so that's a kashi. So that's basically saying, so he says, because Stacey says, V'hod imashim v'zakinu kame v'ayim v'od yisod ha'afokad v'shinu keine, chosh v'mitzah v'ol ha'avire, afo k'ishi kodim v'shinu ma'isi kodim v'shibon v'chim v'chale, hosom v'chuyye v'al mehu. Hosom v'chuyye v'al mehu. But the real pshat in Rav Zevi Yaakov is that Rav Zevi Yaakov holds the Jew is not Kene, so he tells the Shemun Vayu Aver. Iname, Shane Broche, Nigrava Askor, Nishim Shemayim. So you have two Shemun Tezes. According to the first Roshim Tezes, there is only one Aloha of Mitzavon Aver, and the Gabi Mitzis in general. There is no special Aloha of the Gabi Birkas Amitzi. And then there is another Roshim Tezes that besides the general din of Mitzavon Aver, which implies if the heft of mitzvah is Hashem Yivayi Vavere, it cannot be used as heft of mitzvah. But if it's Kenet, al Yishinu, al Yishu, Shinu, Yishus, whatever, al Yush, not al Yishu, Shinu, Yishus, because Yishu, Shinu, Yishus, so it's still had Hashem Yivayi Vavere at the time when he began to be Mekayim the mitzvah. But if he was Kenet, al Yishinu, Yishu, or Yush, so then the din of mitzvah Vavere doesn't apply. But vis-a-vis broche, there is an extra aloche. That as long as the kiyuma mitzvah, as the broche, is a result of an avere, so it's a mevorech on noise. Without the shem levay attaching to the heft, there is a special aloche regarding broche. That's the second portion. The first portion holds the tosim dechuyi baromi. So there is no special broche, special aloha l'gabi broche. True, there is a possible tzei abirach mitz Hashem, so it's because she is not kene. So it's the general din of mitzavon avere, not a special din of tzei abirach mitz Hashem. Ina v'shal broche nika v'amishkal she shmayim, she nesutsov v'yashe she v'yarizokim, v'amorud et v'artir v'nir v'nir v'chateres, v'sugi l'agit v'basra, v'sugi l'nirube, v'ramatam v'fomash v'inachem, v'shimta she v'ulah l'ure, v'ar v'arachti v'nirub v'fek anizokim. Now, I don't have the time now to discuss some Tamshite, but if you didn't go where the wrong place is in Bokam, the wrong place is in Gittin, so you should go over it. You should go over it for Thursday. And so we'll discuss some Tamshite, and then we'll go with the Gemara up to Tana Rabbanan, super great. So he doesn't feel that it's proper for him to fight the Ire, and that's called. So, because of that, so many mentioned in the name of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein approves of the Erev Malek. Until Rabbi Moshe Feinstein put in his statement in the paper that he's opposed. But this is a true way of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. And that is, in other words, on the basis of the Shita Sarajbo, and the Ritvo in Erev agrees with the Shita Sarajbo. Alright. Now, next one. The shame is a bigger assault. You know what? Itmar, Rav, Rav Chanine, Rav Yechanan, Rav Chvive, Masne, Bikole Seyda Meir, Kol Ke Haizuge, Chinuk Rav Yechanan, Umay Rav Yechanan, Oren Tisho, Vikapires, Oren Tisho, Vikapires, Tepa. So the Oren, the height of the Oren, was 9 foot. And the kaperes on top of the oren, so is it tefach? Harikarasot. Uchsi, in other words, how do we know that the sukkah has to be gobei asot? And the Gemara says no one here. The Gemara doesn't mean just the din yud in the chitzes of the sukkah. The Gemara means the din of yud of all the chitzes in kol ha'teret kumen. The Horayim, because the Maskonah of the Gemara is that according to Rabbi Yude, so how do we know that the shiur of a mechitza in Kol HaTerei Kulei, whether it's Shabbos or Sukkah or Klai, in Kol HaTerei Kulei is Yud Tvochi, it's Aroch HaMeshe Sinai. So that means that when the Gemara says Minolon, the Gemara doesn't mean that only the Gabi Sukkah. In Kol HaTerei Kulei, how do we know that mechitzas have to have a minimum height of 10 foot. So the Gemara says, we learn it out from Oren Tisho v'kapir estepach. Harei kanasot, uchsiv v'ne'adpul choshom v'nibarti itchom ala kapiris. V'tanye, rebyei seine ameilom l'yodo shchino v'mato v'loyolu meishe v'loyolu v'more. Shenema ha-shomayim shomayim v'vishem v'yorets nosam v'yodo. So the Gemara sikashe, v'loyolu so what's the raye? That the mechitzes of Sukkah require 10 tefachim? The answer is because since the Oren was Tishon, Kapiras is Tefach, and it says, V'niyadtu l'choshon, V'dibarti toch l'ala Kapiras, V'tayi rabiei sei yameilom l'yor d'shchino, l'imato, v'l'ol meishe v'l'yor l'imorim, שנאמר השמיים שמיים אנשים בראש נוסע ליודו וליודו שכינו למטו ועקסי וירד אנשים על הסיני למה לא מסור התוכן ועקסי ואום דרגו וימהו על הרזייסים למה לא מסור התוכן ולא לומי שבליו למורי ועקסי ומי שאולו לקין למט ועשור ועקסי ויהו ליו בשור השמיים למט ועשור ועקסי מאחס לכיסי פרסס אולו בנעיני ענוני ויום הרב תנחו מלמיד שפירי שקאי מזיף שכינוסי the only Olov, I mean, that's not the Pshutis of Mikro. So, I mean, the Pshutis of Mikro, Porcel Valeni, spreads out the cloud over the earth. But the Darshins, the Nutriki, Shepire Shakai, Mizif Shrinose, Vono, so we know I give the Terrets again, Limato Naso, Mikombo King Achisnik, he's exceed, Ishtarevu, Ishtarevu, like he say. Adasor, whatever it means, I mean, it's not so simple. So, in other words, we look at them. So we learn out from that mechitzas require asor. How do we learn out from that? So, what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Vitanye, me'ilom le'yor de'shchino le'matu, u'kroksiv dal kaperes, yorat, shimamino le'maylo ma'asoro mifzike reshusim. So in other words, that the reshus of Miyodo, the Gemara says, Hashomayim Shomayim Vadishem V'yoretz נוסעו את ליודו, את ליודו שכינו למטו, וקסי וירד עד ישר מהו על סיני. So על הסיני, so יצאו מהו מעשור התווחים. So that means that מהו מעשור התווחים comes within השמיים. The orbits, the orbits is after 10 תווחים from the calculator. That's what Imora says. So that means that the reshus of the orbits it extends up to 10 תווחים. And the Maimon mit 10 Tvochim is not the Rishus of the Oretz. It's not the Rishus of the Oretz. So he says, Shmanino, ukrok sivda al kapeh ves yora, Shmanino li Maimon me asoro, nifsika Rishus. So that means that Mechitzes have to be 10 Tvochim. What's the Raya? So it's only a Raya, it's only a Raya, that the Rishus Gdolom extends up to 10 Tvochim high. But how does that prove that Mechitzes have to be 10 Tvochim? The answer is, what's the purpose of a Mechitzes? The purpose of a Mechitzes is either to enclose a portion of space, let's say, like Mechitzes Gabi Shabbos, or Mechitzes Gabi Sukkot. So the purpose of the Mechitze Gabi Shabbos is to enclose a portion of space that becomes a Mishnayochit, or the Mechitze of Sukkot also, to enclose the Sukkot, to enclose the Sukkot. But you have a Mechitze Gabi Klai too. So in other words, there is a loche that if you put up a Mechitze of 10 Tvachim, so then if you put up a mechitze of 10 tefachim, and even if the mechitze is raised above the level of the karke 2 tefachim, so then it's considered as if it reaches the ground because of the local road. So let's say you raise 2 tefachim from the karke, and this mechitze is 8 tefachim. So the mele, so it's 10 tefachim. So then you can sow zroim here and vines here. That's gemara in there. Why? Because in order to involve the Issa of crying, so there must be Yenike, a coming Yenike, and the Neovuvi. So when is there a Neovuvi, there is no Mechitze that shuts up this portion of space from that portion of space. But if you set up a Mechitze here, so then you can be Zeria Zroim here and plant a vine here. It's a hetagon.
Shir Tzedek Misuka Chof Dal Yer HaTov Shemun Aleph May 28th, 1981,
on Thursday. Because their thesis mentions Hamakam Shite, altogether different Shite than the Shite of the Rim, which is the Shite of Thesis here. Now, the Gemara of Kamed of Samar Zion says, Omar Ule, Minayim, Liyu Shein Ekeim. שנאמר בעבי סן גודל של פסיח לסחיר כל זאת בין את פסיח מה פסיח לסחיר כאן בכלל הגודל לסחיר כאן בכלל לא ישנה לפני יוש ולא ישנה לאחר יוש so Ula says that Yush is not gay now and he mentions and he uses the point the same from the same passage that Rapshin ben Yochoi from which Rapshin ben Yochoi in our Gemara in Suke deduces the Halacha of Mitzavon Aveir. So, what's the pshat? So, here, Ule deduces from the Pasuk Ba'aseh Godol Sapsiach Zachire that Yush is not Kain. Rav Shimon ben Yochai here in Suke deduces from this Pasuk Ba'aseh Godol Sapsiach Zachire that there is a din of Mitzvah Aveirah. So, according to Tesvis, our Tesvis is the Vishite. So, in other words, when do we say Mitzvah Aveirah? Only when the Chepze has a Shem Levayah Aveirah. So, but if the Shem Levayah Aveir is poka at the time when he's magdish the behemah, so then we can't apply the law of Mitzvah Aveir. So the Mele Ule deduces from the same pasuk that Rav Shimon ben Yochai deduces the din of Mitzvah Aveir. So it means this: if he wishes kene, so long before he's magdish the behemah, he was already kene. Let's say, Shimon gazled the behemoth from Reuben on Sunday. And then, on Monday, so Reuben was Misyayish. On Tuesday, Shimon is married to the behemoth, in his bear. So on Monday, before Shimon decides to be married, so he was already Cana, if he wishes Cana. So by the time when he decides on Tuesday morning to be married, what kind of behavior is in Magdish? A behavior that belongs to him completely. The government didn't aveira, so what? But there is no Shem Levayah of aveira attaching to the behavior. So why should it be possible? But if we say Yush is not Kenya, but what is Kenya? Yush and Chinon Yishus. So that means if when Ruben is Misyayish, of the behemoth on Monday, Shimon doesn't acquire title in the behemoth. He doesn't acquire title in the behemoth. And then, so it still continues to have a Shem Levayah of Aveirah. It's a behemoth Zulo. And everybody will call it a behemoth Zulo. Then on Tuesday, when Shimon decides to be Magdish, so after he was Magdish, then Hekdesh is Kenet. But at the time when he's Magdish, the behemoth that he was Magdish, Heavy Shem Levayah Aveirah. So really, it's Mitzvah Aveirah. This is how our thesis explains Ula's deed, which is the identical halacha as Rav Shimon ben Yochai. But let's see what from the Tam says. Omar Ula, Milayim Liyush, that states this, in Borokam Dav Samazai, Milayim Liyush in Kei, Mash Mahoche Nisova Ula Liyush Loipam, Yechid Bam Zok, Omar Ula, Dvartero, Benedo, Benedo, In Mechaberetz, My time is to do it on a because you have no time. The Vagil to Bask have a good trip, she will have alone the Galerie Gazlan, Komarule, Machlek, and Bistam. I will be a dua, the Vahaki, you is gone. There it's the Gabi Tume. So the Loki is, let's say, that a certain Kale can be able to be a Kabbalist Tume, become subject to Kabbalist Tume only when it was completely processed for a specific tashmish. In other words, let's say you take height, so you can convert it into a table, and you can convert it into a mat, and you can make shoes out of the height. Now, if the intention of the Balabais is to convert it into a mat, so then into a table, so then without any further processing, it's already adapted to a table. So, it's Mikabel Tume. If the Bach, the Bailin, the Balabais, had such a Bachshove to apply the Hayit for a table, for a mat. Because it's already adapted. But suppose the Bachshove of the Balabailin, the Balabais was to make it into shoes, and to make it into shoes, so he has to cut many pieces, and he has to bend it, he has to do all kinds of sewing and trimming, this and that. So it's not subject to Kabbalah's Tumeh until all these processes have been done. But until the Kitsua and all the other works have been done, so it's not adapted for a shoe, so maybe it's not Kabbalah's Tumeh. So, Machshove Shel Abayis is maybe this leading to me. But Machshove Shel Abgod, let's say a worker, he engaged a worker to do certain work, and then the worker decided that will be used as a table. And as a table, it's already adapted. So it doesn't become subject of Kabbalah's Tumeh, because who is he, the worker, to decide to what it should be applied? So only the violence Machshove is affected. Oh, suppose Shimon doesn't hide from Tumeh, and then he had a certain Machshove. He has a certain Machshove, so there's a Machlekes Tanoim. So one says that Gamel's Machshove is affected. And one says that Gazel's Machshove is affected. Why? Because the question is, where do we have Yush? So one time it says the Sangneve we have Yush. Because by Gamel, the Bible doesn't know who stole it from him. So there is Misyayish, but by Gazel is not Misyayish, because he knows exactly who took it away from him. So he still hopes. So he still hopes he will get it back from him. The other time it says no. By Gamel, by Gazlan, he's Misyayish because he's afraid of him, he's a Gabal Alman. But the Gamel, he's not afraid, he only has to find out who the Gamel is. So maybe he's not Misyayish. So Gemara says there, so what is the machlokes between Rabbanan and Rav Shimon? Is whether Stam Gneve is Yish Bailin or Stam Zeli is Yish Bailin? That's Stam. We don't know whether it's Misyayish. But suppose we know that the Bailin was Misyayish. So maybe it doesn't make any difference whether it's a Gamet for a Gazlan. So the Machshove of the Gamet for the Gazlan is effective. Indeed, if the Gamet for the Gazlan had a Machshove, had been decided to apply it as a Shulchan to which it's already adapted, so maybe it's a Kabbalah Tumeh. So we see that Yush is coming. So that's contrary to what Tua says here. Minayim Yush Eke. Veimer Amitam Yecholokim Yush Eke. Rat Yim Kom. Mishim Dehav Mitzvah Bova Veire. Mishim Dehav Mitzvah Bova Veire. So Amitam. Now this Amitam Shike. Not the Rishi. Amitam Shike is that. What does the Rishi say? The Tua holds Yush is not Kabbalah. But Yush and Shinu Yishus is Kane. But if Yush, Kiddi would be Kane, so then the Deen of Mitzvah Rabbeinu wouldn't apply because there would be, he would be Kane the long before the Hegdesh. So Mele, the Deen of Mitzvah Rabbeinu wouldn't apply. But this is what Teisa says. Rabbatam says no, on the contrary. That the Shito Bule is that Yush Kiddi is Kane. But so why does it say Minayim Yush El Kedesh Shel Avesim Godos Aksira V'Sachelet goes on to the Tiseya? So he says only Ligabe Kom it's not Kedesh. So he says V'chol Mokem Yush Kedesh Ak Min Kom Mishim Lahab Mitzah Bo Baveir U'Mimei V'Rayim Ayidam Zot Dipo V'Chosam Mule Mayi Digon Abi Yigdish V'Akim Tova Achumocha ומשאל את השמקף, ומשאל את הרבי, ויתון הלוקי גם בחוץ המשקורס. So the more in it, there's a cash against the way. So how can you say, Yush is where you come? How can you say, Yush is where you come? But the price it says, go Navi, Nishvakim, Tobachu, Mocha, Yiv, Shimen. Stole, Ebehim, from Rubin. And then he was married to them, and then he was the Beyah and Meir. So Shimon has to pay Tashim Ekeifu, the Mishalim Dalet Vehei. Why doesn't he pay Dalet Vehei? Because when the Mishalim Dalet Vehei, he took Alok HaGavne Bechutz Amin Shkores. And suppose the Tfichet takes place Bechutz, So it's Mechuyev Kores because he was married the day. So it's Shechet Kachim Mechutz, it's Chayev Kores. So the Gemara says, Kashi, the Amrit Yush Loi Kores, Ule says, Kores my Avirete. So the question is, the Gemara is only asking against Ule who says, Yush is Loi Kores, Yush is Loi Kores, he only asks from the memory of the price that Bachutz, Kaidavi Bachutz, and Mishkores. Bahashte, the Lava Yibikonalo, how will we fach me bupe? The Yush Likone, in Kenyu Kiyah Lahadish, by my Pot of Dalade, Politova Deish. So the question is, why does Gemara only ask against Tule from the fact that the price says that Kaidavi Bachutz and Mishkores? That's the question. But Gemara had a stronger kasha to ask against Tule. Ule says that Yush Gidi is loikone. So if Yush Gidi is loikone, so if Shimon gazel to Behemet from Ruben, and then Ruben was misyarish, and then after the Yush, Shimon was madrish to Behemet, misbeah. So was the Hekdesh chal? Of course not. If Yush is loikone, so the Hekdesh was not chal. What cannot be madrish to Behemet? So mainly if the Hekdesh is not chal, and then after he was magdish, he's the Beach. So who's Behemet? So he's not the Beach Hekdesh Behemet. He's the Beach the Behemet that belongs to the Bailim because he was not Behemet. And the Hekdesh wasn't chal. So the Gemara should ask a kasha, if you she's Lekone, as Ule says, how can the Braise say that Gona Behigdish, Gona Vinisyaisha Bailim, Behigdish, Vahakim Tobach, So in Mishal Dash and Kim Mishal Dal Dev, why shouldn't you be Mishal Dal Dev? According to Ule, that Yush is not Kene, so the Hekdesh was not Chal. So it still remained vested, title still remained vested in the Bible in Ruben. And then Shimon was the Beah, he should be Chuyav Dal Dev. Why does the Gemara ask that? Kasha Gemara only asked, why the price says, Kaidav Mechutan Mishkores? So, Vashkev Lavayim, Yitona Lohamun, from Gurdi, Shlikone, Inkin Lekiach Lahamish, Bamai Tadam Dalavay, Holy Tova, the Hekdesh, Elo Badai, Lichol Mile Medu Ledi Yushkom, Rakli and Akhov, Ulehoche Polich, Yitona Loh, the Bechutzan Ishkorets, Alme Roli Pesach, Eumit. So, that's the Ramtam Shai, that when Ule says he in Gitin Yushkigilikone, he doesn't mean Yishkidu Likone, Ligabi. He means Ligabi Kol Likone, because of the din of Mitzagor Baveh. But in Kolatere Kule, where there is no Indian of Mitzagor Baveh, so he is king. So in Mele, we cannot ask against Kule from the price that says, Gona, Vihigdish, Vahakim Tobach, Mishal Tashmikim, Mishal Tashmid Alvei. He should be Mishal Tashmid Alvei also. No, he doesn't have to be Mishal Tashmid Alvei, because Shalem Tabeyah, Shalem Ubeche. When is a Yigame to Mechuyev Dal Vehim for Tzvich and Mechire, even a time when Shechz, when it's the way of Vehime, the stolen Vehime still belongs to the Bible. But here, Shimon on Sunday morning stole a Vehime from Ruben. And then on Monday, so Ruben was Misyayish. So on Monday morning when Ruben was Misyayish, Shimon acquired title in the Vehime. So then, if on Monday afternoon, so Shimon is the Beach, he doesn't have to pay Dalad Hei because at the time when it's the Beach on Monday afternoon, it's his Beheime. It's his Beheime. So the Gemara cannot ask against Tule from the fact that the Braise says, Vitobach, so Mishal Tashmi Kipu, the Mishal Dalad Hei. It's alright, we can understand this, why is that Mishal Dalad Hei? Because it's his own Beheime at the time of Tichai. But the Gemara asks the Kashe, how can the Braise say, Bechutz kai gavna mishkores. After all, there is a loch in shvute chutz. In shvute chutz, that when is one high chorus, when is the beach, kochim, bechutz, if the same kochim is capable of being offered on the mizbeach. But suppose there is any psu in the kochim. And it couldn't be nikrav on the mizbeach. Whatever the psu is, it wouldn't be kosher on the mizbeach. So then, if he shechts that, Bechutz is part of chorus. It has to be a whole Pesach El Meir. So the Meir, that's a kashi against Ule. Because true Ule himself admits that Yush Gidi is Kedish. But when Yule says Yishkitis, what he means Ligabi Hegdesh, Ligabi Mizbeach, because of Mitzabon Mabeach. So that means even though Yishkitis, what it's not holy Mizbeach, so it's not holy Pesach and Meir. If it's not holy Pesach and Meir, so why does the Braise say Kaigabne the Chutzah Mishvores? If it's not holy Pesach and Meir, but the Braise, but the Gemara cannot ask. Why does the Braise say, Gona vihigdish vahakim tovach, mishal tashum gil, mishal tashum dal vei, he should be mishal dal vei also, because Yush is not king. No, Yule is made that Yush is king. So that's the right. But if we are going to assume, that Yule holds that Yush is not king, so then, why does Gemara ask only from Talgav Bechut HaMishvores? Gemara could have asked a stronger question. Why does the Braise say that when Adin is Rakin Tovah, Misham Tashum Ekebo, Misham Tashum Ekebo, Misham Tashum Ekebo, if he's not Kedah, he's not Kedah. So it's through the bindings. So in Mele, he should be Nechuyot Alehei. That's how it comes out. So then the case says, Vikoshalim. What's that? Weid meiser, denn, tisch der Rabbetan, mensch ist Radach. Weid meiser, Rabbetan, reihe, mir rischle, hohe Pagos. Die Paskino, hohe Pagos, auf dem Gehen, verpschen, und vor der Schabere, von dem, mich, die Zwa, wo immer, wer, schel, mal, wenn sie, Gott, sagt, ich sehe, Gott, und wenn ich sehe, wenn ich die Jus, wenn ich die Jus, wischle, wenn ich die Jus, wo habt ihr der Jus, er lach a Jus, und kann die Jus, mal, kein, der Leute, hab ich, die Zwa, wo immer, wer, mach, was ich soll, bechall, du, die Jus, konne, rack, in der Mitz. Der Zadra, wie koschel, wie, 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 Die Kehl, mein Kohle, von der Abai und Rabbi, mit Kopfung und Gönner, ja, Gozo. Die Oma, mit Kopfung und Meide, Rabbi, von der Jule. Wie Chil, die Teime. Wie Chil, die Teime, die Sober Abai und Chilu, die man Goma, die Suke, die Teir, die Jotzo, die Schoen, die Gozo, die Stadt, die Sobeo, die Alkoch, die Isle. So, then, the Rie, is the sheet of Rabbetan, and the Rabbi says, what is it says? But we have to understand Rabbetan sheet. We have to understand Rabbetan sheet. What is the Pshat of Rabbetan? The Pshat of Rabbetan is, Rabbetan says, that Ule, when he says, Yishkid is Likone, he means only the Gabiko. Only the Gabiko. So it's because it's a mitzvah mabeh. So that means that Kont Rabbetan Ule holds Yushkid is funny. But the Kon is possible because mitzvah mabeh. So Rabbetan Shiti is, obviously Rabbetan Shiti is, that even when someone is gaining the Dobra Gozo, it is the din of mitzvah mabeh still applies. Not like the Rebbe, that whenever the Gamet or the Gazlan is taken the Dover Agosel, so in Mele, there is no Shem Yubayah Babele, attached to the Hepze, so in Mele, there is no Din of Mitzvah Babele. But, from the time Shite is, even when the Shem Yubayah Babele is Poka, let's say he's taken out the Yush, still, the Din of Mitzvah Babele applies. So then we have to say, that a contra the time Mitzvah Babele does not depend Mitzvah bo baveira does not depend upon the fact that the chepetz of mitzvah has a shem levaya baveira, but it depends upon the fact that the gabriel was either at one time in aveira. So the question is, if so, how about the gemore here of a bankere? So the gemore says, the gemore is the kashi. The Gemara is a kashe. V'miknu b'shinomayse. So the Gemara says there is no shinomayse. Then the Gemara says v'miknu b'shinashem. So then the Gemara says v'mikor la'agose v'ashli yishayne. So the Gemara in the text v'mikor namalos yishayne kore. And before the Gemara is a kashe. Save kibodis avantra lehu yush bayu yodayu b'shino shus v'yodot. So, Manabshah, but we should still say Mitzvah Bo Babere. So, that too is either the parents of the Balamoya, the Tenoch Name, the Sugi of Avankere, reject the whole concept of Hitzadomabere, and the Sugya Labankre is Machriya, like the Shita of Shmuel, that Gosli also eats a Yod of Sheni. Gosli also eats a Yod of Sheni. So, there is no din of Hitzadomabere, or we say, like the Rit, that when we apply the law of Hitzadomabere, only when the one who uses it for the mitzvah was not tainted. But the moment the one who takes the lulav there, the hadassim, the arobes, for mitzvah was tainted, the hadassim, the arobes of lulav, so then we don't say mitzvah lulav. In other words, that mitzvah lulav is not based upon the fact that the gavre is in kind of the mitzvah now, at one time was in lulav. But it depends upon the fact that the heftzah of mitzvah is in lulav. And if the one who does the mitzvah, so was already Canaan, so the heftzah of mitzvah does not have Shemibai Lavere, there is no din of Yitzhar Lavere. But Kamletam cannot say that, because Kamletam says that Ure holds Jewish Kibli is Canaan. Still, it's possibly called. Why is it possibly called? He does it on Sunday. And then the same day, the Bible was Mishayish. And a month later, or half a year later. So, he's Magdishet. So the Kobe is possible. The Shemibayim Avera was Kokat for half a year of it. Still the Kobe is possible. Still the Kobe is possible. So we have to say that according to Rabbi Tam, if at one time it had the Shemibayim Avera, so the male is possible as a Hepsa of Mitzah, little boy. That is the Shite of the Lamoyer. But the Lamoyer is forced to say that we don't pass in the din of Mitzavonavir. But Rabbi Tam says that we do pass in the din of Mitzavonavir. So the Rabbi Tam couldn't say what Blamoya says. Because the Blamoya says, in respect to the Sugya of Avankere, that the Gemara is Machriya, that there is no din of Mitzavonavir. But Rabbi Tam does pass in the din of Mitzavonavir. And at the same time, he says, that when the Bible was Messiah, so then he was here, the Gazan is here, the Behemoth, but still it's possible to call. So the question is, why is it possible to call? Well, the Shemibayla Behemoth is Kokak. Shemibayla Behemoth is Kokak. So obviously, the Rabatam Shite is something different than the Shite of Palawan. Ramtam does not agree with the Balamoya. Because the Balamoya holds that the Sugi of Avankere is inconsistent with the whole concept of Mitzavonavere. And we don't pass through the deal of Mitzavonavere. But Ramtam does pass through the deal of Mitzavonavere. And still, he passes through the deal of Avankere. So what is conclusion? So it seems to me that now let's give you more of a another example. That's our goal. Come on, that no account. So the more you go, is in this father. You shall have one of the nickname, Rabbi says, you shall have one of the nickname in the middle of the world. That's a quote of God. You shall have one of the nickname, you will have one. If the right city of the world, if the right city of the world, have a מיצאבי לאפי ביאי שמורי מקפני סיורי קודלי חיינם ביאי שמורי קודל אל מקום הקודים הוא ידע מלאבי אבי הוא לכל סוגיות אם את היו עזו לא אבל הייתי ניסו עזו לא די מדרבון ומדרבון 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 So Rabbi says, Rabbi holds that Yush, like Gazdan, is definitely Kane. But he has a sophie, whether Midrani is Kane or Midrani is not Kane. But Midrani is Kane, so the Rabban is Kane. The Rabban is a format, Yush is Kane, but he's not Kane. So apparently, Rabban is Kane. Now, if in Rabbe, he holds that Yush is king, but in Rabbi has his own, whether it's him in the right state or it's him in the right. So now we have to understand. And the Tan says that the ruler holds usually in safety. But we can't call Mitzvah because of Mitzvah Bonavet. So the question is, we have here the machlokes between Rav and Rabbis and the whole Shach and Gad, we know as Kashas against Rav. So, Kabyasev says, he or she is not king, we need a word. Definitely not king. The Chabe says, it is king, but not the Vadai. The Vadai is the whole apocalypse, the Avodah is king. But whether it's king, the Chabe says, Chabe is so. So there is no one man, the whole man, who explicitly says to the Gemara that he or she is king, the Chabe says, the Rasvah. Chabe is the only one who has a son. Maybe it's king, the Chabe. So then, Kotra Natan, Yush, is came from the Gamle. So, with Hushike does Ulay bring the code? Here we have a Machlaim between Rabbi and Rabbeinu. So Rabbeinu says, Yush is Loiko. Rabbi says, Yush is come. But he has the subject, whether with the ice is coming or with the abominus. So it's the subject, whether it's coming with the ice. So how can And so, then the contradam, Ube, he goes even further than that. That it's definitely came in the rising. I mean, that sounds very strange. So, apparently, now, why does Abbas have his own, whether he is singing in the rising or not? So, one alternative is that he is singing in the rising. Because we learn it out from Hashem Zadeh. We learn Hashem Zadeh. And if we say that Yush is not in the Raise, we cannot learn about Pasha Sabin. Why? Because we need Surah Sabin. So, however, our Tamshik means that actually we should learn out Pasha Sabin. Even from his words, out Pasha Sabin. So, just as Pasha Sabin, Yush is king, and so by Kasman, Yush should also be king. But by Kasman, there is a special Tera Sakosa. The Hishik is Sakzewa Shakosa. In case she goes out the answer, we love the motivation. So it's especially because I'm also there is a need for a show of returning the man, the dog had also there, as long as it was not Nishtan. In case she goes out the answer, we love it, it's Nishtan, there was a change. But if the dog had also there, he doesn't have to return the dog had also. Then he has to take dog. But as long as there is no change, so then there is a necessary assurance of returning the Dovah HaKosov. Some melee, even a Yosef, who says that he who is in the Kemet, it doesn't mean he's in the Kemet now. Just as Bashar is Abed, so he gives the Litzi Abed a title, he doesn't get, so my cousin also, if the Bible is Mishyayish, even though it's Mishyayish of your name, so then, the Gazlan requires title in the Dogagosa, full time. But it's still the Huyev to return the Be'er because of the special essay of the Hishim Tafila Shagosa. Because it is the Huyev to return. But the Dogagosa is already the Gazlan. But the Gazlan cannot say, so if the Dogagosa is already the Gazlan, so you can bring the special essay of the Hishim Tafila. Then Asher goes out, then he can pay God and keep the Dabarabot for himself before he has started the Dabarabot. So there is a special essay of the Hishim as Akhil Asher goes out. Even though he acquired title in the Dabarabot, he still is not here to give it back to him. But he's getting, he acquires title in the Dabarabot. Some melee. Now, and this essay of the ancient Atila Shadozo is not just an essay of knowing and walking, like in the essay of Greenland Film. The Nitzu can grab it from him too. So in other words, the Chiyuv of Hashem is a Chiyuv to the Nitzu. It's not the Nitzu of knowing and walking. It's a Chiyuv to the Nitzu of the essay of the ancient Atila Shadozo. He owes it. He owes the Nitzu to return. The thing is Rishi, the same Dogagosu, not to pay the value of it. So the Mele, since it's a chiyuv to the Mitzvah, so even if the Gazlan refuses to return, the Mitzvah can grab it. But he still is carrying the Dogagosu. is huge. Why is it getting there? Because huge is getting there. So we do learn out, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, according to Rabbi Tam's teaching. So we do learn out from Avede, just as huge is getting by Avede, huge is getting by Zeno also. Even though this was there. But Rabbi Yitzchak says, he's getting there. There is one difference. Difference between Avede and so Abhisa says we do learn out from Avede that just as Yush is thinking about Avede, so Yush is thinking about Gaza. And but Abhisa says even though we learn out from Avede that Yush is thinking about Gaza, but there is one basic difference between Avede and Gaza. By Avede where